From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. A new report says that in the most recent year where figures are available, acts of terror around the world cost economies a combined $53 billion. That's for 2014, and that's up 61% from the year before. The $53 billion figure includes death and injury, with medical costs, property damage, earnings lost. This according to the annual index from the Institute for Economics and Peace. $53 billion is like the GDP of Ethiopia or Bulgaria, or some expansive projections of Apple's profits for this year. We've been reporting this week on the diverse sources of funding for the group that calls itself Islamic State: oil revenues, enrollment fees for new recruits, sales of looted antiquities, ransoms. It adds up, but as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains, experts differ on how long the sources of funding can last.
The Islamic State has gobs of money now, but how sustainable is their funding?
In the long term, much of their financial resources are not renewable.
Matthew Levitt is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
When they dig up antiquities, there's no more antiquities.
When they steal from banks, those banks aren't replenished.
When they sell the oil, they don't have the ability to maintain the upkeep of these wells.
Plus, he says the U.S. is targeting networks ISIS sells to and bombing their wells or convoys. Bottom line, lots of money now, but he doesn't think it'll hold long term. Howard Schatz with the RAND Corporation says this sustainability question is the new thing his clients are asking him, both governmental agencies and the foundations he works with. His answer?
Really, we don't know. My own sense from researching the organization for many years is that it is pretty sustainable.
I tell him someone else had just told me the opposite.
That exactly captures for you what the debate is. And I think no one really knows.
He says we may know basically where the money's coming from, but it's hard to calculate how much there is or how long it may last. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.